Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Barra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bibby. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Bibby. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Ott and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock has LaFleur trapped. There's the throw to Ott and back to Barra, who tags LaFleur for the out. Scott moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball four. Scott moves to third. Dawson moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Parker reaches second base with a double. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Jim Bibby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bibby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Bibby reaches second base with a double. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreno hits a pop-up towards first. Cromartie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Ott and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Ott and he is safe. LaFleur steals third. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear scores. Rogers moves to second. It's 2-1, Pirates. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bibby fields it and throws to home to get Rogers. LaFleur moves to third. Scott moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easler moves to third. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Easler scores. Madlock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Pirates. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Barra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Ott moves to second. It's 4-1, Pirates. Jim Bibby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bibby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bibby hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Ott moves to third. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreno. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Moreno steals second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Parker. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish is hit by the pitch. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Milner now playing first base. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Bibby covering, for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Parker who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. John DeAquisto now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Ott reaches second base with a double. Madlock moves to third. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Madlock scores. Ott moves to third. It's 5-1, Pirates. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ott scores. It's 6-1, Pirates. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Barra strikes out. One out. Jim Bibby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bibby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bibby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreno hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Lee Lacy now playing left field. Mike Easler now playing right field. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock juggles the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moreno. Cromarty reaches second base with a double. Valentine moves to third. Kent Tekulve now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentine scores. Cromartie moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-2, Pirates. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cromartie scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Pirates. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Roland Office now playing right field. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 3 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Nicosia now catching. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nicosia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Jerry White now playing center field. Woody Fryman now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Easler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Easler moves to second. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Office. Nicosia reaches second base with a double. Easler scores. Madlock moves to third. It's 7-3, Pirates. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The slide. Carter applies the tag. Madlock is out. One out. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Barra strikes out. Two outs. Kent Tekulve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tekulve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cromarty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.